Test Tammuz, Friday the 15th of July, Rabbi Pinchas Breuer, on a Parsha theme.
And I work myself in quite time this year. I excuse myself for my late coming. It's not my fault, I tell you that one. I was waiting here. Let's get down to the point. Every generation, since long many years ago, has its missions. Started off even before Matan Torah, when Eden were Mitzrayim. And as the years went on, every generation, the Sultan comes with different disguises and tries to influence Klal Yisrael in whichever way possible. And the tachlis is that we should combat these influences and we should try to lead our life in a way that it should bring us closer to our Kodesh Baruch. It's worthy to think sometimes, what exactly are the nisyonos of our generation? Well, internet is something which has been discussed a very lot. The davrineinu, it's one of the ills of the society. But I want to bring out another point, which I think is very important to mention, in general. There's a famous Maamar Chazal in this week's Parsha, on the posik of Zeus HaToiro, Odom Ki Yomus Bo Oyel. The famous Maamar Chazal, that Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin, Elo V'mi Shemeinis Atzmoi Oleho. That Divrei Torah don't have a kiyum only by someone who really Meimis Atzmoi. You can translate it whichever way you want. But Meimis has something to do with Misa, surely. Meimis Atzmoi on the Torah. Now, a lot of explanations have been given on that. The Chofetz Chaim has what to say as well. Perhaps we'll include it. But there's something to learn from this Maamar Chazal. Interesting enough, it's mentioned in the parsha of Tumas Oyel, which doesn't exactly connect with Torah. Tumas Oyel, that's where you find the remez on Meimis Atzmoi Oleho. Well, I said a little thought, I had a little thought to say, and you can apply it in various ways. But Tumas Oyel means you have a kezayis when Ameis lying somewhere in a remote corner, far away, out of sight even. The whole oil becomes tummy. You're not even aware of the tumor, but there is a tumor there in the corner. And the tumor spreads out all over. Even a huge room, could be hundreds of yards even. But the tumor does is mispachet. So I think the Torah wants to teach us that in Torah, mid the Torah meruba, one can be sure that if somebody learns in a corner and he puts in a bit of kedusha, a bit of sanctity into the place, the Kedusha surely spreads out all over. And if it's the contrary, Chas V'Sholem, then he might spread out his Tumah all over. So if Tumah can go Mispachetis, so surely Kedusha can be Mispachetis. This is something to say to people sitting in a Bishra Medrash in a far corner where some people are learning, or even aware, but it creates an Avirash of Kedusha. Whereas if they're battling and doing Shtusim and all that has to be, then they have a different influence on the whole society. But I think Chazal are trying to teach us with his name is Atzmoi Oleho. And I want to connect it also with the beginning of the parasha of Zois Chukas, which the Torah is talking about Por Aduma, and why it says Chukas a Torah. Then everybody asks, what's Por Aduma going to do with Torah? It should say Zois Chukas a Poro. Going back to what I started off with, trying to find the Yisoidus of our generation. There's a Yisoid Musot in Avodas Hashem, that if you don't put any toil and effort into it, nothing's going to happen. Without Yigir, without Omol, that's one of the famous yeshivas discussions about this Omol HaToyre, without the Mechukos HaTelechu Shetiyu HaMeilim BaToyre, a person cannot reach any Madrigas in Avodas Hashem. It has to be with Yigir. I started with a nice little vort, which I remind myself about. The Chassam Sofer, as an interesting vort, quite an interesting pshat even in a Maimah Chazal, but Uyem Advorim Lemisha Oimrom. Chazal say that we, Yidden, we always start off with Lailo and end off with Yoim. Vayi Ere, Vayi Voike. It's, in other words, Yoim Hoylech Achara Lailo. The day commences at night and goes on right through the day till the Shkira. Whereas by Goyim, it's the opposite. Halailo Hoylech Achara Yoim. Starts off in the morning and ends off next morning. Halailo Chayim. Famous Chodesh Shmuzin on that as well. By Kotzim, by Kobonis, it seems to be on the same line and par with the Umes Oilam. By Kotzim, it's also Lailo Hoylech Achara Yoim, which sounds quite interesting. We're talking about Umes Oilam. By them, the Lailo is Hoylech Achara Yoim, and by Kotzim, it's also Lailo Hoylech Achara Yoim. How does Kotzim come into the picture? He explains the Chasam Sofer. He gives a different insight into the Chazal and explains that Kotzim is actually referring to Kedoshim. He permits himself to change the wording a bit and from Kotzim to make it into Kedoshim. Meaning, what is Yoim and Lailo? What's the implication of Yoim and Lailo? He says, by us Yidden, this world is Lailo. Yoim Hoylech Achara Lailo means we start off here and we end off in Olam Habo. As the Mishnah says in others, I wish we understand it clearly. I'm talking to myself now. We're not here for keeps. Nobody can pretend even that we're here for keeps. And one shouldn't put too much effort into this world because we're not here forever. It's proizdoy, lifting our truck, and we're in the waiting room. And we have to prepare ourselves to go into the inner chambers. So for us, this world is Lailo. There's a lot of darkness in this world, a lot of choshech. We don't get to the real, doesn't illuminate really in the real light we need to get to. Oilam Habo, where Binana Miziv Ashchina will reach to a certain extent our destination. That's where it's going to be Oya, the Oya Yoimom. Novi repeats it very often, Yishai and other Neviim. In the future, we're going to be enlightened. The Oya is going to appear. Oya Veloy Choshech. So for us, it's Lailo here. For Goyim, it's for Ket. They have, whatever they have it here. And they try to make the most of it. This is Yoim for them. Later on, it's all Lailo. There's no Olam Habo. Yeah, Chassid, Umes Olam, do get something. But Lemaise, generally speaking, for the Umes Olam, this is where it ends. And in Olam Habo, they have no Chedek. Kol Yisroel, there's no Chedek Olam Habo. That's the meaning of Yoim and Lailo, Chasam Sofer explains. By Kedoshim, listen to this. By holy Jews, people on a Madrege, and looking for the real things in life, for them, this world is Yoim. And the world to come is Lailo. How do we understand that? Yofe Shoachas, Shel Koiras Ruach Voilom Abo, Yoisem Ikoil Chai Oilom Abo. Right. It's true that Voilom Abo, the Koiras Ruach, the satisfaction, the good feeling, the Tanug, there's nothing to compare to it. Nothing. We don't understand it because we're in a goof, but the Neshama does feel for it. But on the other hand, there's one thing missing in the world to come, which Kedoshim don't take too easily. The part of the Yigil. Everything comes in terms of a reward. You don't do anything. You're just reaping the reward of all that you did. But on this world, we always have a new opportunity with a new toil and effort against all Nisyonis, combating Nisyonis, Kvitsa Sayetsa, and showing that we're prepared to give of ourselves for the sake of Kvod Hashem. This we will not be able to accomplish in the world to come. This extra Yegiyah Ve'omol in Torah Deutsche, on the Torah itself, and Kiyom HaMitzvahs, and to retain our sanctity in the world that we're living in, this immoral world, this is a fight that we have, a constant melchoma, and we're doing it lechvoid Hashem, and showing that we're putting all our efforts into it. This we will not be able to accomplish in the world to come. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, for the Kedoshim, the world to come is going to be Lailo for them. They'll not be able to do anything, they'll just have to reap reward. This world, we still have the opportunity continuously to be marked with kvoid Shemayim by combating our Yetzer Hara and all the influences of the society. That's what the Chasam Sofer has to say. Now, I put some impetus into what's going on in this world. And seriously speaking, it's something that we have to combat, especially today. Never in the history of mankind, if you can use that lotion, did we have these types of nisyonos, where life is constantly, with all new types of invention that are coming up, trying to make life easier for us. Easy! I could tell you a whole story, a list of things, even from our Jewish brethren who are trying to influence us with these hashkofas. Have you read the ads? Here comes the good part of it, but I'm not going to let loose. I'm going to keep myself, you know, refined here. But if you read very often the ads that are given out in the Jewish so-called Haredish newspapers, which we are being pampered with all over in our post box or something, a little bit too many, then you have these types of ads concerning Pesach, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, which are very holy days in the Jewish calendar, where you used to gain inspiration. I'll take a Pesach. If you would know how much effort was put, toil and effort, to make the house clean, to clean up, and this was part of Chinuch, it was Avodas Hashem, every bit of effort you put in brings you a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing something for Him. I want to relieve myself of all the chometz that I have. Scratching, panting, cleaning, whatever it is. Today there's a new world. Why does your wife have to come to the Seder night in such a tired state and fall asleep? Never. Let her sit down like a queen and have everything done. Sell off your whole deal and fly off wherever you want to go. And somebody said to me, there was an ad, it's kicking. Why be a fool? Listen to the rhyme. Why be a fool if you can go to the Seder out of the pool? I tell you, I'd cry more than I'd laugh if you'd ask me. Why be a fool? In other words, all those who are keeping Pesach in the traditional way, Yidden am Verstanden, you're a fool. You're a fool that you're doing it. Be a mensch. If you have the lolly, of course, you have to have it first. So we're talking straight off those people who can afford it. Nebuch, the one who can't afford it, has to remain a fool. Yes, Schmoydrich, he's a big man, he's a clever, wise guy. You come to the Seder without any effort put in. Yeah, it might be some effort there is. I'm getting a bit out of control now, it doesn't matter. But the effort, I was a rov quite a few years, so I had this talk quite often. Of Elamaisa, sometimes, when we think of it, the ganze hachone, that's Yiddishkeit. That's what children have to see. And that's what brings a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we talk about Omer LaTorah, don't think Omer LaTorah is like a goyish knowledge, where the whole idea of learning in the Chokhmah of Elohim is just to accumulation of knowledge. The main thing is, if you reach it, you pass your exams, and you can make a business out of it, whatever it is, get a professorship, etc. Then you've reached your goal. Nothing to do with you. You've accumulated knowledge. It's ongehabt, it's noch idea, noch idea. You know your stuff. You can give your lectures or whatever it is. Or if you learned economics or other things. And now you can go on in life. Nothing to do with you. Hey, my melim. I'm a melim, mekablim schar. They don't get a schar for the amelus. Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't change them or something. It's just a subject matter, that's all. But once in Torah, it's not that. We get a schar, and as we explain, it's bekannt, for the amelus itself. It's not only what we reach a certain degree of knowledge, a great, you know, I've learned the sugya, now I know it, and I can go on. The etzem amelus, this is Rotzen Hashem, and this is what it brings a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yankiv Shavorsky, the Rebbe in Antwerp, the Heilige Rabbi Yankele, the Zisa Rabbi Yankele, he said once, he was a big Talmud Chochem as well, besides being a Rebbe, and he said, Oi, hab ich in die jungen Jahren, he said, in meine jungen Jahren, gebrochen die Beine auf Teure. I like that language. He broke his bones for the sake of Teure. That's what it's all about. Den wachsmen oi sarab yankele. Now, I think, and we have to understand it, that Omer LaTorah is part and parcel of what we're all about. That's what the Rebbe Nishlal wants. Doesn't say you should know Teure. Im rukoysai telechu, shetiyu ameilim batoire. The whole broche that we get. And the Sati Geshmeichem, all the good brochas in life is not for learning Torah, but for being Amein. And everybody knows this diyukim, in part of the Chukosai. Because Ameilus shows that a person is prepared to give everything of himself, every fiber of his being, the Chvoid Hashem, in order to understand this Torah and to gain this contact and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what life is about. So we're living in a world today where all the new gadgets are coming up, that you just press the button. I heard the newest invention we're going to, still waiting, kind of anticipating, is when you come home, instead of having to scavenge and look for food, take this out of the refrigerator and this, until you prepare the meal, there'll be button pressing soon. You just come in, press the button, and everything flies out of it onto the table, almost into your mouth. You know? That's the next invention. This is Stussen, but the mice is, they want to make everything easier. Let me tell you something. Perhaps Balbatim should not hear this, but I want to say it, even if they don't want to hear it. I'm used to that. In the Torah that we learn today, people, there's a lot of Torah being learned today, Baruch Hashem. No comparison to what it used to be. There's much less amrapses today than there used to be. You don't even have these boyrim of the Gemara, couldn't make a brocha. Every person has some shaykhs to a dafa yoimi or to dirshu. You know what, all the new stuff coming up. But you know, very often, I don't know if they're more yeshivish type of talk. I don't know if I'm talking to the right people to mention this, but sometimes we want to make our Torah easier. You know, we used to always know that you have to hold on a Rashi, to understand him. And that's part of the Yiddishkeit, this omol, to understand every word, what it means. This is kovod ha'Torah. Mr. Mesrab Kiva bottle kovod ha'Torah, because he was doirish tog, every tag and every ois. Today we want everything laid out on a platter. I've seen people learning in Gemara with all the nice explanations and translations and everything. Well, it's difficult, Aramaic, but I never see them looking into Rashi anymore. Pardon me saying it. They're reading the commentary and the translation, and that's what they're learning. No own effort, just to read what the other person is explaining to you. Now it sounds a bit strange that we talk about this, because thank God that we're learning. Well, it is good. But Torah has to be learned with Omar. You're never going to get it otherwise. I want to tell you an interesting thing about Omer LaTorah, which I read lately. We had the Goy Sayyid, we can't compare to him because it's a thousand madrigas above, but the Chazanish is Chusse Yogi Lolenu. He was an Omer LaTorah at Klois HaNefesh. Mamish, till the last of his koiches, he couldn't anymore even get up from the place to fetch a safe for him. That was his Omer LaTorah. So the Sheva Talevi used to go into him to talk and learn. He was a Rof in Zecher Meir. Once he came in and he saw the Chaznish was lying, being covered with some linen, a sodin, almost till his face, sitting, lying there in that position with very dim light, and writing Chiddush HaTorah in that position. It sounded very strange. Writing Chiddush HaTorah under cover. Consider the table, whatever. What do you mean under cover? Why with the dim light? Chaznish said to him, explained to him, when he asked him, he says, I've just finished the sugya in a certain way. You know, he's finishing the sugya. And I want to be Mesakem and make a summary and write down my chidushim. I have to put my focus totally without any distractions. He said, if you sit in an open place and you're not covered, then you might get distracted to look right and left as we're used to today, you know, in the middle of davening, in the middle of learning. We're always looking right and left and left up, center. And he wants to be totally focused on the Torah that he's learning without any distractions whatsoever. That was his Omer LaTorah. His Omer LaTorah was, in a sense, that to put his total focus on what he's learning. Nothing else can come in. That's also part of Omer LaTorah. Another part of Omer LaTorah, which you might find a bit strange, is Chazorah. Chazorah to Chazorah. People don't like to repeat their learning because he thinks he knows it the first time and perhaps the second. But believe me, somebody went up to the Brisker Rof once and he said, how many times did you learn Bovekam? He came after his man. You know, the whole of Bovekam. A boy whose father was very close, a friend of mine from the olden days, said four times, vier mol hast du gelernt, and du willst kennen Bovekam. Sagte, bei vier mol heim ich on etze verstehen, ich glaube, was du gemorre red. And you're finished with the Chazore. And if you don't Chazor, it's quite serious, according to the Mishnah in Ovis, Hashecheach dove echot mi Mishnosoi, the Mishnah says, "Arise mischayev benafsho." It's a potzik. Raki somel lechof and after pentishka. What do you mean you forget? What are you supposed to do? You take in a pill to forget? How do you forget Torah? So the Rabbi Yoni says you don't chazor all the time. If ein lo choizer oleo tomid, that means you're doing an act of shikcha. You're making yourself forget the Torah by not chazoring. It just goes in. You heard of the concept keboi lo kach poltoi. You learned it in Chulin once. As you swallow it in, it goes out on the second side. So. without chazor again. Now chazor is omol, because you don't always have a geschmack in this chazor, especially if you've just learned it and you know it quite a bit, and you don't feel the emesis chazor gives you a new insight to the whole sugi if you learn properly. But if you do it in a way that it's a burden upon you, then it's an honor to do it. And Groshe Yidin used to do chazor. Himself had a chavrusa, a bochur used to learn the chavrusa. Shloime Berlman, Choyne Levroche, Big Talmud Chochem. And sometimes he learned the Gemara, and then he said, we're going to repeat the Gemara again from the beginning, according to the other Rishonim. And the Shlomo Rabbas at the beginning, he was getting a bit heavy on this bocher. He wants to go into new sugya. He said, your mind's from here, it is your life. You think it's easy for me to chazer over again? Oh, but that's it, doctor. Without that, you won't be Choyne Teure. This is also part of Omel. Agav Digi said something else. Once Reb Shloime came into him, after many hours of learning, he was a big masmid, a big ilui as well, a mal masmid, and he said, he can't now, he's too tired. Chaznitz said, the ganze geschmack of learning is, after having learned 18 hours, listen to this, after an 18-hour session, what you learn after that, being tired and having toiled in Torah for 18 hours, that these moments, he said, this is unparalleled. After the 18 hours. Now, this is a different league. We're not trying to compare even. But that's what Omel HaTorah is all about. And we have to understand. The Mishnah Gemara says in Megillah, it's postured like that. Because we are not worthy even to learn Torah. Who are we? Achoymer v'yad ha-yoytzach, agufa ochu. And we don't always behave so well. And the Torah is a very holy thing. It's ruchnis mipi ha-kodesh bochu. How can it get absorbed into us? It's a schwere Sache. There's a lot to talk about that as well. Aber es ist nicht gleich der Meister, how to get the Torah impregnated into you. So, there's a condition. At least in our Madrege, you gear. The Gemara says, in Megillah, everyone knows this Gemara, Yogaito umotsoso, tamin, lo yogato umotsoso, al tamin. Now, start in the Gemara, it varies, start in, your gaito matzos, we have to understand one thing. Chai v'loshe v'sed nefesh achayim, that even after the yegiah, it's still only a metziah. Don't think. After the yegiah, it's not that I was yegiah, I'm going to know, I'm going to get to know the subject matter. You need a special, it's like a Rebbeinu Shlomo is being mamtzi you the Torah after your yegiah. Now if we need to have the Ezer HaKodesh Baruch Hu after our yegiah, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo put in this condition, if you're gato, you'll get to the matzos, I'll give you this material. So obviously a person is not miyageya, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not going to be mamti. He has nothing. Because on his own he cannot really acquire Torah in the proper way. You have to have the material. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is being mamti. You're giving you the material, like a matona you're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's only giving you it on the condition if you put in your toil and effort. Not in the easy way. You have to put in hard work into the toilet. Then you get it. So obviously if you don't do it, you haven't reached anything almost, because you're not getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no other place you can get it from. It's only Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's only being mamtzi to you in a way where you put in the yegiah beforehand. So that's at 9 Torah. But there's more to it, and I will keep you long, just add on a little bit here. There's another point to know, a very important point, which has much to do with what we started off with, the Memes Atzmoy Oleo of the Torah. And this is also part of the Nisyonis that we have today. We have to be very careful, keep away as much as possible, and it's difficult because we're living in a Goyish world. It's always been like that. Golus has always brought about this setting that we have surrounding us all over the whole environment, the Goyishkeit. Now, Goyishkeit hasn't come very far, not in their religion, which is diminishing on a daily basis. There's no firm belief anyhow about the Goyim today. It's a Hepgewelt. This society, terribly immoral in all ways. Hepgewelt. It's almost like going back to the Deir HaMabel, or Deutsche Lefnei HaMabel. They have nothing to offer us, the Goyish world, in terms of a style and standard of life. What life is all about, life means connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going to learn it from the Goyim. And yet, many Goyish Hashkofes infiltrate into us, into our houses and also, and in our way of life also sometimes, the way we think. And I think a lot of things that we read today is influenced by the Goyish world. I'll tell you one thing. Every journalist, Even he might be religious. I'm not saying, Väter Ihres Leben and others. But you know, if you want to write, when I was young, I used to say so. Every journalist, before he writes his article, whether it's in politics or other things, he has to read through a lot of Goethe papers to know, how what's going on in the world, what others have to say. And then from that, macht er als Adaisa. And he comes out with Schkoffe Satere. Now, that's not easy, because if you read all the their stuff, all the paraphernalia from the Goethe Welt, it's going to have an influence on you. It's impossible. Because they can also write well, these Schreiber, and they can bring up certain Schwäches and doubts, erfüllende, munnerdige Sachen. And you're reading this constantly. You're not gaining your knowledge just from the Teurag Deutsche. You're reading it from all over, and then you're putting it in a Teuredigen cover. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It has to come from true, genuine Teure ideals, not to pick it up from all over. And you'll see generally the trend and the style maybe is, our Albert today is to continue in the tradition of Avraham Avinu. And we have a different mind. We have a different mindset. Our tachlis in life is different, what we're looking for. We're not going to learn from them because they have no shaykhs, no connection to all this. But the problem is that we're going to put this goyishkeit into our Torah, and all that we look for, and especially the she'ifas for all materialistic needs, which becomes sometimes a main part of life. People put a lot of effort and spend a lot of time for some anoas, oyle mazeh, whatever it is. I'm not going into the worst of the worst, generally speaking. And Torah is not always the main, the terose keva. There becomes a certain she'ifa to have, to keep up with the Joneses, as we say in English. Keep up with that. That obviously has a great influence on our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I started off by saying, it's Omol HaTorah, which is part and parcel of us. Jeden sind ein Oiv gewachsen mit Omol. You know, you get up at night, you spend more hours, you're another chainer. It's the exact opposite of the Goyish Hashkofa. They're trying to make it more comfortable for you. They want you to have comfortable cushions and mattresses, that you should sleep in peace, you know. I bring you all the emotion. Everything they do is to be more comfortable. Above, it's nice if a person is comfortable, but for us Yidden, you don't reach any madrigas if that's what you're looking for. You have to look for omol. Give away of yourself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis of the Yid. And Mimis Atzmo Yoleh, going back to the Chazal we started off with, Horoitze Sheyome, Sheyichye, the Moses says in Mesechta Tomit, famous Mama Chazal, Horoitze Sheyichye Yomis. Want to live, die. What if you want to live, you die? Yeah, you have to put away with, kill all the bacteria that comes in from the outside. Yomis, Mimis Atzmo Yoleh. Forget about the world. Forget about it. You're living in a Torah digger atmosphere. And I always say, and I might have said it here before, the Torah was given in the Midbar. They could have chosen a nicer place. I think I said it even here after Pesach. They could have put it in a nice hotel. You know, where do they make the deals to events today? In beautiful places. They don't take a Midbar. It was the last thing we want to do. But the Baruch Shalom wanted, I want to give you the Torah in a place where there are no influences. No inhabitants, after Nechoshim Vakrabim, but no people who are going to influence you. I'm giving it to you just in a place where there's sand, and there's a heaven, and there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's all. I don't want you to be influenced by anybody in the world. You have your own setting, and we always have to know, we're like in Anani Akovet, we live in our own style of life, and let's try and get our inspiration from the Torah Akdoshe. Baruch Hashem, we have so many Sforim today, so many opportunities to learn Hashkofes HaTorah, and which is very, almost every time, in contrast to the Ashkofa that the Omis Oilem have to give us, that's going to be our schus for Torah. Zois HaTorah, Odom Kiyomus, Bemishamemis Atzmerleo. Consider yourself that your maimis, all your other desires, you are maimis, and you kill all the bacteria. That's one of the ways to understand it. And then you can be Zoyche to Torah. But if you're going to be influenced all the time and have this infiltration into our system, in our life system, we're not going to get to the Madregas of Torah. And going back to the Omel HaTorah we started off in the Zeschukas HaTorah, you know where Omel HaTorah comes from, and we end up with this form. I had once a problem in Bechukos HaTelechu Shetiru HaMeilim. Did anybody think, where does it lie in the words? I wonder the Chazal HaMechiach, it must mean Emelos, because Mitzvahs is mentioned expressly in the Pasuk. So it's a tishbu. But where does it lie in the words? In Bechukos HaTelechu HaMeilim. What is going with HaMeilus? There's a chok, there's a telechu. I wonder, the only way a person can be Omel and Torah is, why are we Omel and Torah? Because we know the Torah is Emes. We're not going to say the Torah, like you see somebody says something, you don't like it too much, Eret Nisidazach. You're not going to be my Omel yourself, well, you should meet yourself to understand, Eret Nisidazach. If Shimon says it in the Dome to Shari Yosha, but if you know it's Emes, and you believe in it as a chok, like chok nosa v'loyav, like the Bri itself, then obviously you will put in your effort to understand what the Torah wants. So Rabbi said it to the Tzoyki, you don't understand us. We are Nasi Koydim Lanishmanik, his meaning, he said, you are Magdim Pumaychel Ot Naychel. He thought it was a bit of a foolish thing on the part of, he said, you're mistaken. We do it because we know that the Torah is Emes Lamito. Chazanish said he came to his Rasmode and his Omel HaTorah because he had a firm belief in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. He believed firmly in the Emes from Torah and the Emes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to spend all his life to get to that Emes, to reach that Emes and put his whole toil and effort, called Yemechayov, and the great Madrega that he reached. Because he believed firmly. If we believe in the Torah is Beged the Chok. You can't move it. One yosha, you can't move it away from its place. This is the Metzia. It's like the Bria Zachok, Teure Zachok. Then you can be my Amel Bateure. If you understand the Teure Zachok, then it's Mei Misatz Maler. Then you're going to give all your life away for Teure in all senses of the word of Mei Misatz. I'm a Zoyche Zayn. I should help us that we should be Zoyche to reach Amelis Bateure and close connection to our Kodifor.